At the American Peanut Shellers meeting this past week, there was a discussion about what's going to happen in the peanut fields in the Southeast this coming year. Special report from Chris Balcom of the Alabama Peanut Producers said Alabama should have a slight increase in peanut acres, 5 to 7%, pushing them up to about 185,000 acres. He says cotton is gaining traction with old crop, jumping up to 80 cents a pound, and new crop at 75 cents a pound. He says he is concerned about some rotation issues with generic base, but higher prices has moved producers from those acres. He said tomato spotted wilt virus has increased in the last couple of years with the variety 06G, that's the Georgia 06G. Mild winter, he said, will increase thrips pressure and disease pressure early. He said there's been lots of winter rain, 35 to 41 inches last 3 months. He said Alabama's only 15% irrigated, and the major varieties this year, it'll of course be Georgia 06G, their majority, but mixing in Georgia will be Georgia 12Y, Tough 297, Georgia 14M, along with Tough 511, Georgia 13M, and Georgia 09B to spread out the risk in peanut production. That's Chris Balcom from Alabama. We'll hear from Georgia tomorrow. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.